Welcome to the Hollywood Outsider, an award-winning weekly entertainment podcast. We're going to do something a little different this week. We are going to do an outbreak commentary track. That's right. We are going to provide live commentary throughout the entire film Outbreak. It's now available on Netflix. If you own it, whatever, just fire up your copy or get ready to stream it along with us, and you will be able to follow the commentary pretty easily. Amanda, John, and myself are doing it through the entire movie. We just wanted to do something a little different, a little fun this week. And we do tell you when the movie's about to start. So that's this episode. Remember, you can find other episodes of The Hollywood Outsider on your podcast app or at thehollywoodoutsider.com. I'm just going to get into it because this is a weird one. I hope you guys have fun. Show me the monkey, Dustin. Welcome to the Hollywood Outsider, an award-winning weekly entertainment podcast, and we are getting away from our normal show to have a little fun. Since we're all trapped indoors, how about we all watch Outbreak on Netflix? Yeah, that one. And we'll provide the commentary. We're giving everybody who's watching it live a few minutes to set up their Netflix party. We're going to start in exactly 6 minutes, I believe. You can find The Hollywood Outsider on your favorite podcast app or at thehollywoodoutsider.com. I'm your host, Aaron Peterson. Joining me today are my fellow host, John Davenport.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing today?
Nervous. Never done a live commentary before. This should be interesting.
I'm just going to act like I normally do and not know what the hell's going on anyway.
Sounds accurate. Amanda Sink?
Hello, hello.
Hey, you haven't seen this before, right?
No, I'm fearful for what I'm getting into.
It's a gem. It's a classic. Classic. It's perfect for the time, and it teaches all about sciences, I think.
And apparently monkeys are a big deal.
Monkeys are always a big deal. Outbreak is a 1995 film written by Lawrence Dworit and Robert Roy Poole. It was directed by Wolfgang Peterson. The film stars Dustin Hoffman, Rene Russo, Kevin Spacey, before he was obliterated from society, Cuba Gooding Jr., Morgan Freeman, and Donald Sutherland. The film was inspired by real-life events covered in the book The Hot Zone by Robert Preston Jr., and apparently they took all those real-life events and said, screw it, let's make some chances. Is a $50 million budget, led to almost $200 million worldwide, and it's playing on Netflix right now, which is where we're going to watch it. Amanda, why haven't you seen Outbreak before? Seriously.
Why should I have is probably a better question from the gathering I've gotten around this movie. Like, it's not great, it's not the worst, but I feel like now it's getting so much additional publicity because we're in this crazy pandemic.
Crazy pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're watching it. Because if we ever find the monkey, then I guess coronavirus is cured. Is that how it works?
I mean, it sounds like a good idea. I mean, or the person who humped the monkey first or something.
Yeah, this should be entertaining. Okay, well, 4 minutes left to go. So we have to entertain people for 4 minutes before we queue up the movie. And you can watch with us. Remember, you just got to go to your Chrome browser. It's all synced up and ready to go. I just rewatched this. John, when's the last time you saw Outbreak?
I think I watched it like 3 or 4 weeks ago before this was really a thing that we even knew that we had to be that worried about. So I was like, you know what? I'll watch Outbreak. It might be funny. And no, it wasn't funny. It was. I was actually hoping that somewhere out there today, there's a man running around with a helicopter and some sort of like lower person. And they're both jumping from town to town way too fast, figuring out how to cure this thing.
Well, I can't wait to get to the point where what happens to Kevin Spacey happens to Kevin Spacey, and it just scientifically shouldn't happen.
You mean his hair color?
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
There's so many pieces that here that aren't making sense right now that I'm going to have to go back and...
Like, seriously, everybody's been talking about this movie for weeks. Why haven't you watched it yet? I don't understand.
Because we knew we were going to do a watch party at some point.
We knew that like 3 days ago. I don't know.
No,
or a week
but like
ago.
We talked about doing a watch party on Netflix when we first heard that there was a watch party. And everybody who's posted about this movie has said that it's perfect for coronavirus right now. And so why wouldn't we have done this movie at some point? I did try to start watching it, and I didn't complete it. I got like 3 minutes in, and then I said, there's probably something else on Netflix I should watch.
Did you say that or did you just fall asleep?
Yeah, it feels like you just fell asleep.
I did not fall asleep because it was like background noise. I think it was like 5:30 in the afternoon or evening, whatever time that would be. So,
and this is live. There's no editing. So if you're listening to this in podcast form, I'm sorry, but we are going to start it. We'll tell you exactly when the movie starts so you can queue up your Netflix if you want with us. Or, you know what? It's fine. Just, you've seen it. I mean, you'll know what we're talking about. One thing I want to mention when the movie first starts, the setting is said to be Zaire, 1967, right? Well, the country was only called Zaire between 1971 and 1997. In 1967, the country was called the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which was also the name it reverted back to after 1997.
And that's when the monkeys showed up, right? The big white monkeys?
Yeah. There are literally no capuchin monkeys in Africa.
No, I was just talking about the movie Congo with the monkeys.
Yeah. You know what? That's exactly when Bruce Campbell showed up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And everything was okay. Well, except for he died, but still.
Spoiler. Did he die in that movie? I haven't seen that in forever.
He totally died in the movie. First that's 5 minutes. Sad. Laura Linney's looking for his corpse.
We're down to 1 minute. We're getting ready to start this thing. So if you are ready to queue up your Netflix copy of Outbreak or your DVD, if you have it on DVD, Divid, get ready. Why are you laughing?
Because you're like, get your copy. And I'm like, who's watching this on like a physical form right now?
Hey, people own this movie.
Yeah.
Do they?
Dustin Hoffman does.
There was a period when you had no choice but to buy this movie.
You had plenty of choices. You had Blockbuster with lots of other choices outside of this choice.
I don't understand what's going on. Are you ready to watch Outbreak? It is almost time. We are 20 seconds or less. This is so fun. Get your copy ready. Get your old VHS copy ready.
Fire up that VCR.
Make sure it's the old VHS copy.
I wonder if that would sync up right or that would be about a minute too slow.
Do you have like an actual timer where it's like,
it's starting, Manda. Manda, we're starting the movie. Guys ready?
Okay,
6:40.
Right.
Here we go. Here's Outbreak.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. No, seriously, let's do it.
Oh, we're doing it?
We're waiting for you.
Oh, Warner Brothers logo. Look at that. It's shiny. Remember when we saw movies in the theaters? The single biggest threat to man's continued dominance on the planet is the virus. It's definitely keeping us indoors.
Yeah, let's nice little quote to start off the movie. That's fun. It's not original or anything.
Why are you going to be bitter, Betty, this whole thing?
Because I'm not.
You better try to enjoy this.
I am enjoying it. I love trees.
Arnold Copelson did not live through this just to have you talk down to the whole movie.
Punch Productions.
That's classic.
Okay, well, we should have known something there. It's terrible.
I just think Wolfgang Peterson is
the spelled Peterson in the
greatest
different way
name. It's the greatest name, though. Wolfgang. Oh, they just blew up the monkey's home. That's why he comes
why
after
him. Why does the monkey scream? So
it's
we're
like
in
Platoon,
1967.
But different.
Okay. July. I love so much when we're watching a movie and they're talking in another language and even the subtitles don't tell you what they're actually saying.
We can assume. Ow!
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, hey, I'm sick and there's bombs going off. Like, what do you want, Amanda?
Look, a helicopter landed. Do you need subtitles for that?
They gave me subtitles for it, though.
Ooh, I almost clicked a button that went right to the end of the movie. Spoiler alert.
Let's not do that.
Why is he speaking English?
Well, we can assume that these guys speak English, so we're speaking English, hearing English through them.
Oh, they are Americans. Okay. All right, fine.
Hey, buddy, we're also in a shithole. We can't help you.
Hey, when Sutherland and Freeman, McClintock, and Ford visit the mercenary camp here in the prologue segment, their faces are obscured by their tinted mask visors. Their identities are foreshadowed when Dr. Wabi shows McClintock the body of a dead soldier whose face is reflected in the visor, and that is Sutherland. Right here. Boom.
Ah.
So dramatic.
Yeah, they didn't have that Disney de-aging technology way back then.
Yeah, so they just threw tinted windows on them.
Right.
Man of subtitles, helicopter's leaving.
Thank you.
Village is done. They're going to blow that thing up.
You know, as a operational thing I want to point out here in the military, when a bombs are going off that close to a base, would they send doctors someplace thinking, hey, you know what? Doctors need to be here.
Depends how much they like that person.
Could be. Oh, this is where it all ends. Because everybody's America's solution, drop a bomb.
Oh, that's really sad.
Look at the scientist. He's like, you sons of bitches.
Oh.
Whoa, that was dramatic. The bomb
that
just blew
everything
up.
A Michael Bay scene if I've ever seen one.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman's name comes up right as the bomb drops. Which is ironic later, I think. Oh, there's that monkey. You son of a bitch. We got a whole family of them.
Which they don't even belong here in Zaire, do they?
Present day. No, I told you, there aren't any there. They're only in like Central America. But yeah. Apparently Outbreak's like, you know what? We don't need facts. We're just going to go for it.
Well, you know, that Ace Ventura monkey is so much demand right now. So they have to like throw him everywhere.
Patrick Dempsey's
in this.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Really, this whole
Donald
movie is
Sutherland.
His fault.
Wait, why are you surprised Donald Sutherland's in the movie now? We just said his name 15 times a little bit ago.
Oh, did you? I didn't pay attention when you talked.
This is a great commentary track, man. I'm glad you're paying attention to people talking.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, explain for people what sucks.
Oh, salmonella. I don't know. That just doesn't ever feel good.
Remember, I mean, people at home are trying to recall what's going on when we're talking.
Well, shouldn't they be watching it with us? Oh, they've got hepatitis, Lyme disease, and influenza.
And that biosafety level 2. That's a room you don't want to go in. That's the hose room.
Oh, you can tell this was 90s because you got all the women in skirts and all the dudes are in pants. How uncomfortable. Like, I got to go to the lab. Let me put on my skirt.
I don't know. I mean, that just seems kind of nice and drafty to me. I'd rather be wearing a skirt than pants.
Not if you have thighs.
I don't understand what just happened.
They rub together. It's not fine. Really
and doesn't weird. That leave areas of your body exposed? I mean.
What?
Your undercarriage.
See, I really like the level of progression from all these different, like, oh, you're not supposed to take off the mask now. You're supposed to take it off when you leave the room, not while you're leaving the room.
You're a shitty doctor.
Also, she used her hands and she's about to go into another room with the same mask. Like, I feel like you're not really preventing anything for anybody else. You're really just covering your own eyeballs.
Look at those fancy fingerprint scanners.
Like, these scanners where you have to actually touch them is not very safe. We know today you have to wash everything.
I know. That guy's got to boil himself when this is over.
Do you feel like we're professionals where now we're like, that's not the CDC recommendation.
No.
You should be doing better.
No.
Well, we all know that it took the 2020 for the government to teach us how to wash our hands.
Fair.
It's true. I went through a class. It was the same one my grandma taught me.
Right.
There's
Kevin Spacey's hair. This is what I was talking about.
Doesn't he look like he should be a Batman villain?
Whoa. Why is it so orange?
He's auditioning for Riddler.
Right?
Highly virulent.
Oh, that's
no
really
cures or vaccines.
Eerie. No vaccines or cures. That feels uncomfortable right now in our lives.
My nose itches. Is that weird if I scratch it on live? Does that mean people
I
are
did it
think?
Earlier. Yeah.
Do you have Purell to take care of your nose after your hands afterwards?
I do.
X-Force 11, so just like MST3K.
Who's the big head? Look at everybody's got a slinky attached to their ass.
Well, like, otherwise they're just
goes
smelling
downstairs
ass
a loner impairs makes a slinkity sound. Disease. There's Wolfgang's name again. I love that name.
Oh, that sounds sexual. Doesn't that feel good? Oh, it's a dog. Okay, that's awkward.
He is scrubbing that dog hard, too.
God, is that you?
You know that was originally supposed to be Harrison Ford? He turned the part down?
Movie freak really loves the dogs in these scenes. I don't know if it's just because they're really cute or what.
They're soapy. And there's two of them, so it's a Sophie's choice.
I can't stand you.
How does Morgan Freeman sound when he tells a joke? Because he's always so serious.
Oh, look at those. They're not great boys, but they're good boys.
They're dirty dogs.
I really don't know how the towel stayed on the one dog for so long, because I can't get anything to stay on my dogs for that long.
He's like a super dog.
It's a cape. Oh, movie freak Jennifer Miller updated and said it's because they're her favorite characters.
Oh. The dogs? I mean, yes. They're in the movie for 5 minutes. That just sounds sad.
What does that say about the rest?
Yeah, in case you're wondering, we have people watch the movie with us, so we might mention them as we go. Dustin Hoffman dated Renee Russo? I don't understand. She's 3 feet taller than him.
And he's wearing pleating pants that are up to his nipples.
You know, it took
like
me forever.
He was 80 before he was 80.
It took me forever to realize pleated pants were out.
Right.
He's just casually talking about hemorrhaging fever.
They're both doctors.
Also, the dog is like, they've got their paws on the kitchen counter area.
They're
dogs. I love dogs.
They're disease specialists. They're not concerned at all about dogs touching where their food goes.
They've been in weird places. They're like, you know what? What's the worst that can happen?
They should know the worst that can happen. It's already happened, and they were there.
Why did you have to tap it so aggressively?
Okay, so the subcontext here for you, Amanda, is that these two people are divorced or in the process of getting divorced. So they're really angry with one another.
She gave him all the pictures of them. That's just rude.
Yeah, she's all like, here, you pine for me. I'm out, like any normal person would.
Here's a picture of us and those villagers we saved. I don't even want that. I've moved on.
That's an appropriate response.
Yeah,
honestly.
I throw them all over the house floor. You have them.
Dramatic. You know what?
Someone's putting them into a box. I'm going to go collect all of our photos so you can have them all.
I would just go and stand on the lawn and start lighting each one on fire. Boom. One up ya. Let's take this angst to the next level.
Oh, good point, Troy. He says dramatic, but he doesn't slam the door.
Yep. Well, everyone's got to have their limits.
Kevin Spacey's the Riddler is back.
It's also just really short.
Well, I don't think
he
had much hair.
He doesn't have a lot of space anyway.
Ha, Spacey. Is that a pun?
It was intentional, yep.
General God.
Oh, look. When they get along. Outbreak.
Stop
definitely
spoiling.
Outbreak. Yeah, definitely outbreak.
That's what she said.
I want those. The get in, get out thing.
Wow,
burn.
That's aggressive.
Ouch.
Billy.
Nope, wrong. Military faux pas.
What?
Morgan Freeman would never have saluted first. Sorry. No.
Oh, really?
Nope. Dustin Hoffman is a subordinate. He would have saluted first. That's military protocol.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It helps being in the military. Because they beat it out of you if you do that. Ah, Cuba Gooding Jr. when he had a career.
Oh, that's mean.
Look at all these Oscar winners in one room. What's hemorrhagic fever? Sounds bad.
Oh, that sounds weird. Ew, they erupt?
I mean, I know we're not allowed to talk about him, but Kevin Spacey's still such a great actor. Creepy, sure, but still a great actor.
Even the way he eats his candy bar is uncomfortable.
He didn't lick it.
Somebody had to say it.
Cuba Gooding can handle anything they encounter. Which is saying something, because Kevin Spacey's sitting right next to him. Bazinga.
I want to see drones capture aerial shots like that more often for movies.
I'm trying to understand how the military has one beat up old Huey and then one like news helicopter.
Man.
Ooh, a drinking game has been suggested by Jennifer Miller.
What?
I've got wine.
Every time somebody does something dumb, take a drink. You'll be drunk by the end.
That's very vague.
Oh, they're walking slowly. That means it's serious.
Every time there's something that we can correlate to coronavirus, we take a drink.
No, I don't even want to hear the word that much. I don't have any idea what it has to do with outbreak.
Because they have flu-like symptoms.
That was a joke.
Okay. I didn't get it.
I know.
Oh, those are really big leaves. They're so pretty.
What?
The tree.
What the freaking hell is... Like, there's a corpse right there, and you're like, look at the leaves!
Not only is there one, there's about 15 corpses right there.
That are on fire.
It's a mass... Like, that corpse is actually missing its head, and you're like, leaves!
X-Force 11 says, James Newton Howard is the composer, and T. Roy Money, that's a real name. The music is on point in this movie. Agreed. It's very ominous. Oh, look, everybody's dead.
So is this visual. That's really... Imagine having this job, like...
Nope. Mm-mm. Pass.
Which job? To like make it look like it's a disgusting, like, I don't know,
I mean,
place?
Yeah, be an actor. I'm cool with that.
To be like the health person who goes in there to look at the dead bodies with blood coming out of the eyeballs.
Oh, yeah, that would be uncomfortable. Imagine having that job. Just stand there and look like you're dead for a while.
Well, see, Cuba Gooding Jr. is about to actually live that job, and then, you know, we know what happens to him in a second.
We do?
Well, we
just
do.
Just wait.
Oh, that poor little boy.
Oh, that's so sad.
He's got a little thing in his cheek.
Oh, he's going to pop.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I would puke. Yeah.
You can't take it off. You can't take your helmet off. You can't do it, Cuba.
He has to puke. Oh, my God. What a conundrum.
Oh, he took it off. Dustin Hoffman's so angry. Oh, thank God he knew that just by walking in the room. It's not airborne.
Well, I mean, he's probably the doctor.
He doesn't look like he has a stethoscope. They took his word for it really fast. They're like all out of their suits, just walking around now. Hey, what's up, guys? I guess it's not airborne.
Well, I mean, there's corpses everywhere, and you're like, if anyone should know, it's the guy who piled them up and put them someplace.
What'd you do before I got here? I piled all those bodies next to those beautiful leaves.
And then burnt them.
Oh, don't drink from the well. It's very bad.
Seen that movie. Mm-mm.
With Samara?
Yeah.
I don't think they have videotape there. His hair is perfect.
I know. All that wind and it's not moving an inch.
Well, because he's probably in a parking lot in South LA somewhere. Look at that Superman curl on his hair. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, little spit curl.
Is that what the hair says?
Yeah.
What does the hair say? I don't know how the Fox song goes.
No one knows what you're talking about, but it's
what does the fox say? You don't know that song?
No. Why would I know that song? What do I? Am I three?
It was like a huge thing a few years ago.
Burn it all down. Oh, there's the damn monkeys again.
Oh, I know a lot of people think monkeys are cute. In some ways they are, but in other ways they're not.
They're not cute after this movie, trust me. I will say, at least it looks like he's typing. A lot of times when actors are typing, it just looks like... It looks like Kevin Spacey. He's even a great typer.
Yeah, I mean, he really got it down. I'm more concerned as to why... Dustin Hoffman is not typing this up himself. Why does he have to dictate
it? He's in charge.
Feels like it takes more work to do that.
It's the military. No, it's the military. Everybody's got their job. His job is to type it up. Dustin Hoffman is to go over and yell at Cuba Gooding Jr. for taking his helmet.
This is a really sad.
I do. I want heroes.
Well, I want somebody who's going to be able to throw up in his mask and just sit in his throne throw up. That's what I want.
I want a guy who's not going to endanger everybody on the team.
Ah, they're so aggressive.
This is Betsy, the white-headed capuchin monkey, also appeared on Friends in 1994 as Marcel, Ross's pet. In case you didn't know. Monkey's role in this movie was spoofed by a poster showing Marcel as the star of the fictional movie Outbreak 2, The Virus Takes Manhattan.
They really accepted everything because they're already back mingling at a party. They're like, no, this wasn't contagious.
Well, he's telling him it is contagious. He's saying, be careful, this is a bad bug. How do you argue with God, Dustin?
Ooh, he cussed. I believe this is actually a decommissioned World War II vessel, isn't it?
Yep, SS Lane Victory.
Aww.
Okay, those who are actually watching us, I didn't know that fact. Aaron actually has a spreadsheet in front of us that lets us know what the facts are.
You could have just sounded so smart.
No, I could have.
You could have sounded. But no, John's got to ruin it for everybody. Let's go back to divorce court where they're taking dogs and... keep an eye on that statue because that statue disappears in a second.
Oh, I hate continuity. Oh, like right there, right there. God.
No statue.
Oh, my goodness.
They're yelling and swearing at each other. It feels like a real marriage.
She's going to buy a toaster? That's what her goal is for the week?
Oh, there's a statue
it's
again.
It's back. Mm-hmm.
She's moving her entire life to Atlanta. She's supposed to be happy right now.
I think she's having conflicting emotions.
Well, she's using the dog against him now, like, you know.
The magical statue's back.
Stupid statue.
She's so pretty. Keep the dogs. There's so much less hair in your house.
What? You gave up that easily? They're my kids. Nah, you can have. I'm just kidding. You open the door.
I'll be honest. I give them up that quick. You're like, well, I'm going to miss you. How are those dogs going to go on a flight?
It's the 90s.
You just like take Shetland ponies on planes in the 90s? I don't recall that.
You can
totally
now.
You can.
Yeah, he's tired. He's married to you, and you keep throwing his pictures away and taking his dogs. Yeah, he looks tired.
I'd be tired too if I had to brush that hair. Jesus. It's a lot of work. It looks great though.
He doesn't really wish her luck. He's like, I wish you luck, but if you happen to fall on your face and need to come back begging for a place to live, I'm here.
Troy said she still loves him, just doesn't want a shelter in place with him.
That's just like every other marriage I know right now.
Man, cabs. Remember when those were a thing?
Now it's a stranger that we don't know picking us up.
Right?
Steve? Yeah, I'm Steve. You Joe? Yeah, I'm Joe. That is the least natural hair color I've seen in a long time on TV.
I think it's blonde red? Blurred? Bread?
It's bread. Orange.
I love how this whole conversation about the dogs has lasted, like, into going into the office, and now they're bitching back and forth.
Well, at least Kevin Spacey is, Casey, is saying exactly what needs to be said. Look, your dogs don't matter. We're going to look at a deadly virus. Shut up. Get your head in the game.
Like, he spends most of the movie doing that, so we appreciate Kevin Spacey for that much, at least.
I just want, at some point, Kevin Spacey to look around the room and go, where does he get those wonderful toys?
That was not the Riddler. That was Joker.
Who can remember a Riddler quote?
I don't know. Do some, like, Fire Marshal Bill or something. That's all he really did in that movie anyways.
It's true.
Jim Carrey, that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they duct taping?
Yeah, that's how you do it in the medical game.
If there's a tear in the suit, it seems like duct tape is just a perfectly fine solution. So just put some tape over it.
Now you know actually, how to survive. Corona.
Okay, duct tape you yourself. Hear the word.
I didn't finish it. Look at him. He even looks at him maniacally. I just saved your life, you son of a bitch. Here, let me hook this slinky up to my ass. Ah.
Wow, they're more technologically advanced than we are.
We just flip coins. I think that's the new way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
I blame the Witcher.
Toss a coin to your Witcher. Oh, Valley of Plenty. Getting kicked off YouTube for that. Again. Oh, they're showing virus pictures. Sexy. The cells are multiplying. And the cells, they're multiplying.
Super and they're fast.
They're losing control.
Sirs. Plural.
That's accurate.
Is it?
There's more than one, sir.
Okay.
Oh, that looks like sperm. Yeah, that's actually that's actually Ebola. It is very much the picture they're showing is the Ebola virus, yes. Or it's a Thank strain you, Jennifer. Of Ebola is what it is. But it looks like sperm. It's worse than Ebola. No, it's actually just Ebola.
Well, I mean, if that's a choice, can you get sick or take it to dinner? I'll just take it to dinner instead.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I'll give you dessert and drinks.
Uh-oh. Morgan Freeman's walking.
They use this monkey too many times.
That's a different monkey.
Yeah, it shows up in a pet shop later.
No, not that monkey. That's a different monkey.
How do you know which monkeys are which?
Because this monkey's in a lab. The other monkey is free right now. He just got caught. He's not here yet.
Well, no, there's when it goes to the pet shop. Well, I mean, we'll see it in a little bit. I don't know why we're arguing now, but that same kind of monkey is used in the pet shop too.
I think you're drunk.
I think you're wrong.
I just want to point out Morgan Freeman's going to where he basically has a cure ready, and he's just like, I'm not going to share none of this. Mine. Like a toddler. I love how they all walk. They all move slow, like they're actually in space.
They're trying not to drop stuff.
Here comes shorthand for evil.
Jennifer Miller said the one on the boat is the one in the pet shop.
Yeah, the one in the boat.
When he goes to the pet shop, there's already a monkey there.
It's not this one. That one's in a lab. You think they sold him?
Maybe. You never can't tell with these freaking people. They're trying to make some money.
I'm just letting you know we got a storm right now, so there's a good chance Netflix goes down.
Please don't jinx us. We don't need another tornado warning.
Oh, look, the sperm is standing up.
Why does one curve so much?
Well.
No judgment.
Sometimes it just happens, but mm-hmm. I love how it's actually the exact same picture, only somebody used the skew feature in Photoshop to make them a little bit different.
Yeah, look, make it a little squigglier. Dustin Hoffman's so tiny. He's adorable.
Do you have a thing for him?
Just for his height. I want to put him in my pocket.
He doesn't look real short.
That is a very good call about Sutherland as Kurtz instead of Freeman.
Oh, that they should have put him in Dreamcatcher instead of Freeman? John, you got to tell people that are listening what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't want to actually have to say X-Force 11.
What do you have against X-Force 11?
I already said it once and it felt weird when I said it. And though I appreciate the fact that X-Force 11 is here, it makes me feel awesome and everything. I just didn't want to have to say the name again. But yes, X-Force 11 says they should have put Donald Glover.
Sutherland? Not that Donald Glover.
Glover? Was he born yet?
I mean,
I don't know about. Yeah, I'm sure he was.
I mean, they made him Billy Dee Williams later. It sounds like it could work.
Well, just, you know, Donald Sutherland took over for Joe Don Baker. I'm totally making this up off the cuff, John. because director Wolfgang Peterson and producer Arnold Copelson wanted the character to have a more of an Oliver North quality and decided Sutherland could deliver that.
You're so good on a whim with facts.
Did you know Donald Sutherland plays a general to Dale Dye's colonel in this movie? But in JFK, Dye played a general to Sutherland's colonel. So they swap positions.
Oh, everybody. Dr. Sexy is on TV.
Dreamy.
Oh, I hear his voice.
I'm using the supernatural version of his name, which was Dr. Sexy.
Do you remember when Patrick Dempsey was the dweeb of movies? And then he just suddenly became hot all of a sudden? Jimbo is stealing a monkey.
Look at his hair.
I wish I had that kind of hair. That's like
you wish you had any hair.
Martin Riggs hair. I have hair, ass.
Not much.
I love how everyone's just ready to sell a monkey.
I know.
Like they are tigers.
Like no one has any reservations about this wild monkey going for sale. I don't need evidence. I got a feeling because that's how scientists work. Let's take a vote. Is he talking down to her at this moment?
Oh, yeah. He's totally talking down to her. And is she like giving it right back? Yeah, she's totally giving it right back.
So you're saying equal?
Yeah.
They're acting like a married couple.
Right. Because he's like, divorcing. Hey, there's a scary thing coming. And she's all like, yeah, whatever. Like, really scary. You all don't know how to stick each other with needles.
Hold on. Let's all be quiet for a moment while we look at Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, my God.
In the sunlight. That's gross.
Okay.
Ew, that's a turnoff. I hate that.
That would make me panic, having a monkey spit in my face. Or whatever the hell he did.
Well, spit in his mouth, actually. See? Another monkey. Different monkey. Looked like exactly like the same one in the damn
lab. Totally different monkey. Because the other monkey is in a freaking lab. God. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh,
of course, the monkey scratched him. Didn't bite him, just scratched him.
Pretty rough, too. Cause that much blood that fast.
I'm just trying to understand, like, did the monkey's paw bleed? Why would just scratching him infect that guy?
It's under her fingernails or something?
I think that doesn't make any sense. There's a whole lot of science I don't understand here. Oh, look, she took Dustin Hoffman's hunch, went to the CDC guy.
Well, now he's being a dick.
Yeah, he's totally talking down to her. I know your allegiance to your ex-husband. I understand it. Oh, so you're just discarding the whole fact that she's a doctor? You dick.
Aw.
Yeah. Free the wild disease monkey. Good call. Good job, Jimbo. Don't worry. Turns out, if you ever want to find a wild monkey in the middle of a San Francisco forest, all you got to do is just run to somebody's backyard, and they'll show up. That's what I hear.
planes.
Air Force One.
Oh, Jimbo already looks really sick.
Yeah, he got sick real fast, real bad.
Okay, this kid, he's going to just walk up to this cookie and look at it like, I want a piece of that. From this guy who looks like he's literally dead.
Well, I'm pretty sure he walked by Christy Swanson a second ago. Or the remnants of her career.
Well, now I kind of...
Oh, wow.
Well, kid, seriously. You know what? I know mom saved the kid, but I think that kid should just go ahead and take a bite. Let's let natural selection take its toll. You know what I'm saying? The kid's dumb.
That was a little creepy. I don't want no trouble with the law. Well, he's got like drug eyes.
Well, he's got all sweaty.
Is anyone else just bothered by the fact that a little kid's just walking up and down the aisles of an airplane?
A little bit.
Sit your ass down.
And this too. Hey, my boyfriend, who looks diseased, it looks like he's dying. You know what? I'd love to make out right now. You look great. Look at that earring. Let's do it.
Well, I mean, it's Dr. Sexy. You'd
Let's
make
put
out
my tongue
too.
In your mouth and get that disease, baby. Yeah! Dig in.
He can't even make out with her.
Why would she kiss him? Look at him. My mother wouldn't want... She wouldn't even kiss me on the cheek, which is where mothers should kiss their sons. I'm not trying to be weird.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this guy. He's sick and he just
That's
decides
a lot
to
of dead fish.
Charge his
What is
aquarium.
With these monkey face shots? They're so creepy.
Maybe I should subscribe.
To what? I didn't hear that.
She said that I've been hearing about weird cases in Newsweek, and he's like, maybe I should subscribe because I need to read stuff, apparently.
I guess they don't get bulletins, huh? Yeah. This way, I love this guy. Look at that. I'm just going to stick my hand in this whirly bird without looking.
Called a centrifuge.
I'm not a lab technician.
How do you know that?
I know things.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to give anything to my girlfriend. Flowers on occasion would be nice. What? They are really...
E. coli? I thought it was E. coli. It's E. coli?
Tomato.
Hey, look, she is way too pretty to be doing that job. So
wow.
Actually, every chick in the background is way too pretty to be there. Not that they like not pretty girls can
go ahead.
Like, I'm just saying,
you might want to grab a shovel. Hollywood. Just dig your ass out of this one. Enjoy. How's misogyny today?
Ooh, look at those computer monitors.
Amanda, I don't look at his hair. Look at those computer. What are you talking about?
You didn't see the computer monitors?
No,
the old ass computer monitors that were like tube TVs.
The CRTs.
Sure.
I don't know why she's impressed by CRTs.
I'm not impressed. I'm just like,
okay, she's looking at him through this thing, and I get that, but he's bleeding from the eyes. Go put on a proper hazmat suit. There's no way I'd be in this room with a guy bleeding from the eyes.
I'm pretty sure there's still a woman who's looking at Patrick Dempsey in that state and going, I still would.
I think it's Amanda.
If I was on my deathbed, sure.
Wow. He's literally got a tube in his throat. He can't talk to you.
Aaron just stole T-Roy Money's joke.
No, I didn't. That's actually just my assumption. I wasn't even looking at that screen.
Way to be defensive.
You're damn right. Stop it!
Dude, she's also got blood in her eyes. I don't know that she wants to look at anything.
You know what? But let's give a shout out to her because she is really a selfless woman. She's just sitting there shouting for Jimbo and how he's doing. Meanwhile, she's bleeding from every orifice and she's not even paying attention to it. She's the real MVP. That dude is way too shaky to be touching a scalpel.
It's not a skeleton. It's a corpse.
I said scalpel.
Oh, scalpel. All right.
His nipples are purple, too.
Well, he's dead.
He is dead.
Your nipples turn purple?
Yes. I guess. Oh. I don't know. I've never died and looked at nipples. Or never looked at a dead person's nipples. Oh, it's nice that they're talking like a couple again.
Well, you know, every family needs a good, you know, pandemic to bring each other together. I mean, not mine, but most other families.
Yes, not mine either.
Stop touching your face!
Were you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Rene Russo.
She can't hear you, John. This is 1995. She doesn't have a time. There's some time machines. Rene? Hey, Rene?
Yeah, Jennifer, you're absolutely right. Her hair is fantastic the entire time. She has had every sort of like helmet, hairnet, everything on her head, and she's just like whip. And look, fantastic, like, curls that kind of just hang there.
Beautiful red curls. Oh, Cedar Creek. Of course. Because you know what? I love when people are sick and they go to the theater. I love it.
And cough without covering your mouth at all? Yeah, are you serious?
Watch this, Amanda. Watch the trail.
This is like my nightmare.
This is why theaters are closed right now.
That's why AMC is going out of business.
Stop. God damn it, John. She's going to be
Paula
all right.
Says, and she is in the medical field. Amanda, actually, I would imagine nips would turn white because of the loss of blood when you die. Go, Paula.
Well, the next time there's a funeral, we'll check.
Thank you.
Right.
Actually, you won't because we're not going to be at any for a long time.
Okay. This guy is obviously dying. He's not just sick. Why did he even go to the movie?
Why did no one yell at him and say, can you cover your cough, man?
He wanted to give his girlfriend something other than a disease.
I'm going to show you a good night.
Trust me, it feels better when I cough.
I love how they keep showing the monkey like, oh, the monkey's so cute. He's not killing everyone in America right now.
Well, he doesn't mean to.
Okay, this is an important moment. The doctor just told him, you're going to make it, but I need you to fight. What exactly is he supposed to do? Like, start punching the
everyone
air?
Everyone gets right in his face.
It's the worst acting cough ever.
Just an FYI, we're having like a hailstorm right now.
You know what? They're having a germ storm.
No, I meant like in my real life.
Oh.
In case anybody hears it.
Man, look at all these people. They're like dying all of a sudden. You'd think somebody would freak out and be like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm leaving this hospital.
This is exactly why we need social distancing.
They're sick, Mary.
He's looking for that Newsweek article that I kept on hearing about.
If he just would have subscribed, this guy would have known all about it. Jennifer Miller said no one is wearing a mask, even though clearly something crazy is going on in that hospital. Yeah, that is a great point. What the hell, man?
I really love this hug between Rene Russo and that other doctor chick.
Why did you make it weird?
What? It was an impressive hug.
Yeah, it was.
Did they explain what the hemorrhagic fever is?
It's a fever.
I got that, but...
Hemorrhagic fever is what they're hunting. It's the name of this Mutaba virus.
I love how Dustin Hoffman yells at God like God works for him.
He's like, what did you just say to me?
He's like, don't talk to me, bitch. Oh, he just jammed his finger down.
Is that called a chain of command?
Yeah, I think it's a chain of command. The military, he'd already be in the brig, just so you know. Has it ever happened in the history of man where somebody said this conversation is over and the conversation was actually over?
Not in life.
Yeah.
Not whenever I try to call my mom and end the conversation.
This conversation's over. Oh, no, it's not. Let me keep talking.
Okay. Seriously, I'll say, Mom, I'm going to let you go now. I love you. Bye. And she'll say bye. And then she'll ask me another question.
I feel like this is ironic coming from you, but.
Hmm?
Hmm? What?
Hmm? I didn't even hear you.
In this moment, Dustin Hoffman is completely jeopardizing this young man's career. Because he'll end up not following proper procedure, and he will basically just never be promoted. Good job.
Well, I mean, if it saves thousands of people.
But if he's wrong, that guy just loses his career.
True.
And actually, even if he's right, he's probably still going to lose his career.
True.
Put your finger on the phone.
That is a much shorter plane takeoff than in Fast and the Furious. That runway.
Damn.
Her runway's a lot shorter. Family. My family's dead.
It's still here.
My random blood sample. Thank God.
That you're just gonna,
antidote. That's the antidote.
I'm not
sorry.
Touching anything without gloves.
He's in a cold clean room.
I don't care. Then maybe he should keep it clean.
Oh, wait. Donald Sutherland is whispering, so this must be important. Even when he whispers, it's ominous. I bet when he tells his wife, I love you, she's terrified. No, sir. Even God's scared of the whisper. So if they would just use that right now, they would save lives, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well,
but
actually,
testing.
They could use it to test to try to find something.
Right. It's got to get FDA approval.
See, look how quickly the military responded here. Sending in troops to this town where this outbreak is going on.
Seems Are you trying fast. To say something?
No, I'm just commenting. It's a movie. What would you do if you woke up and there were tanks rolling down your street?
Cry.
Shit yourself? Or
go in the basement?
I'm pretty sure shit myself. I wish I had a basement.
And then Kevin Spacey rolls in right after that. Like, what is going on?
I don't think my ass is prepared for this.
Shit. Wow, they brought heavy artilleries too. You just never know if you're going to need to shoot a medical patient.
Ooh, this music.
It's a great score.
I like the little Congo drums or whatever.
It's letting you know the monkey's still on the loose.
It's like I expect to see Godzilla turn around the corner at any given moment right now.
That's what you're hoping, John.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Also, Jennifer Miller said that happened during the LA riots. She went to a restaurant and came out to tanks telling us we were under a curfew. Go home. Holy crap. Can you imagine that? A tank being out just as you're trying to go out for dinner?
I'd be really upset when the tank started talking to me.
I would also be really concerned if everyone around me was wearing masks and I wasn't offered any.
I'm trying to... Thomas, the tank engine.
I think you can. Go home.
Look at one guy's wearing a real mask and the other guy's wearing one he got from Home Depot. he's wearing like, I just picked this up.
This is not isolation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're keeping all the sick people together so they can spread it to each other. It's kind of terrifying, especially right now. They all got in a movie theater. Screw you, Dustin Hoffman. Stop ruining movie theaters for everybody. Who's this guy?
He's a patient who got admitted a week ago from a car accident. Pay attention.
Oh, this is where he realizes. Never mind. Movie theaters are joy. Hey, when they show air traversing, that means it's airborne. You can tell because Dustin Hoffman's looking up and seeing the air come down and apparently land on his helmet.
I just felt like I was playing Spider-Man.
That would be cool if Tobey Maguire just popped out of that vent.
Thwip, thwip, thwip.
That's right, I said Tobey Maguire, the true Spider-Man. Dustin Hoffman would be a good Uncle Ben.
Is this what you do in all of your...
Try to see who would be. Morgan Freeman would be a good Uncle Ben, too. Dustin or Donald Sutherland would not be.
What's a cordon?
This is Dale Dye. He's an actual military vet. He does a lot of military consulting in movies. Dale Dry, sorry. That isn't on my little fact sheet. I just knew that.
You know, we can, if we stop mentioning your fact sheet, it's like it never happened.
Well, if somebody would have brought it up, I wouldn't have to mention it ever, would I? God damn it, I just sound like a genius. Like, where did this guy come up with all this shit? Man, these people are very angry. They don't care. You know what? When I first saw this movie, I thought these people are way overreacting. Now I see how people are, and I feel like this is probably how people would react.
That is how people reacted, except for it was over toilet paper.
Look at Cuba Gooding. He's like, the sperm is like this size, and the sperm is like that size. Look a little closer.
These people are really terrible at social distancing.
Don't be shy. The protein code has changed. It can survive longer in the air.
Bing, bang, bong.
Do you think real scientists have a whiteboard?
I don't know. I like to use it to think out loud.
Listen, exposition time. Ah, the host is carrying both strains, obviously.
Even her hair pulled back like that still looks good.
I just want to point out the guy in charge just found out that one of them worked at a pet store. Alvarez worked at a pet store.
Yes, because they remember that the first guy, Jimbo, worked at a place and probably stole pets.
Right, but no one mentioned this before. And he should have.
This is how you write a compelling script, Aaron. You can't put it all in at once.
That's true. That's true. You got to figure it out. You got to have Kevin Spacey explain it on a whiteboard.
We want exposition, dang it.
He's got to throw the marker at the whiteboard for dramatic effect. Is it Outbreak? Or it's this one, right? Where you get the podunks that decide to go all yeehaw.
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda doesn't know that scene, so I'm just going to hold off for that.
How do you know there's other people who aren't listening that don't know that scene? You're just spoiling away.
It's called an Outbreak commentary. I don't care. Look at him. He's staring at him like he wants to make out.
Ooh, he wiggled his finger. That's not good.
What? What? Yeah. Go without a mask, you'll see more clearly. I love that line. I love that.
I'm pretty sure this was Dr. Fauci sounds like every single time before he goes up on in front of the podium at the moment.
Yeah, I could see that. We're in deep fucking chat. See, he seems like he's concerned at this moment, yet he doesn't offer up the obvious antidote that they had a long time ago, or the vaccine, whatever.
This should be part of, like, the school education in terms of why everyone should be staying home. You're mandated to watch Outbreak.
Yeah, but then in 10 years, it's going to be like, you remember that documentary, Outbreak? It wasn't a documentary.
Ooh, no fly zone. Get your helicopter out of here,
bitch. They're taking this seriously, man. We will shoot your newscopter down. And we'll break into your stores. The scientists will break into your store.
You're telling me they couldn't figure out how to, like, pick the lock instead of breaking the glass?
I still think you need a warrant. I don't think...
They're doctors. And one of them is in the military. Oh, no, wait. It's the two hot ones. Never mind. Neither one of them is in the military. They can break whatever they want. Ones.
John... You're going to get so many.
Oh, look at this monkey.
Is it Arjon or John at thehollywoodoutsider.com? I can never remember what your email is.
It's Arjon.
It does. It's Arjon. Okay. It doesn't matter. I don't know what the password of that email is.
You probably have so many freaking emails.
There's probably so many like options in there. Like here's a special offer for just you. And I don't know what the password to that email is.
Feedback@thehollywoodoutsider.com. Be sure to get it to me and I will get it to John. Oh, here we go. The Podunks. Pay attention, Amanda. This is wonderful.
What is... Well, kids, that is a mullet. Down.
Let me narrate for you. Right now, we have an episode of Cops going on live and outbreak. We have a bunch of Podunk hillbillies saying, you know what? We're not going to listen to the military. Military don't own us. We're going to find a way out of this town. How are them Duke boys going to get out of this one? Just like that. We're going to destroy property.
Like, why is it so necessary that you have to go bust down somebody's
barn? We're doing this for our family, Amanda.
Your accent was even better than his.
Gotta get to them trees.
Yeah, shit. They've got a helicopter and they've got guns, man.
Yeah, I know when I have a loaded military chopper in front of me, I say, keep going. Even after they give us warning shots. Jesus Christ.
They're shooting. What did you think they were going to do? They weren't lying.
This is what you don't do, Amanda, right here. Don't shoot back.
They're trying to shoot you, bro. Oh, that sucks. There's kids in the car. They're innocent. Well, they're dead.
Well, I hope you enjoy your 5-10 in San Quentin.
If they're alive.
Oh, those people are alive.
Blew up the truck. Oh, you mean these people?
Look at them. You know, all those kids and that wife are like, this is your idea, Jim. God damn it.
Kyle Nolan said, that's one way to stop the spread. Sounds like natural selection to me.
See, guys, don't be like Bobby.
No antibodies. Why can't the real medicine work this fast?
Who is that? Is that a cookie?
Is that a...
Right now, it's just a cookie. We don't know who that person is. Okay, so does anyone have any doubt about what kind of person Kevin Spacey's character is in this? Because, like,
he's Kevin Spacey.
I really just... Yeah, he's pretty much that.
It's like a war zone out here. It literally was. They just shot civilians.
You don't hear anybody saying it's only 50 in this movie.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Oh, there's a curfew.
Dang, could you imagine?
They've at least got, it's not like, a tank.
A giant tank. I'm sure they have probably like a grenade launcher in one of them. And they're like, you've got a curfew. You better go home.
Look at all those choppers coming in.
That seems like entirely too many choppers.
It feels like this is a very extreme case, right? Like, they are just jumping to extremes here. Why do we need to... And now Dustin Hoffman walks out with his mask off. I'm good. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Uh-oh. This mystery drug showed up.
And he doesn't think to put his mask on even now.
Nope. It's airborne, but it's not super airborne, I guess. Now he's got it back on. Oh, good for you, Dustin. You got smart. You got to find out what this E1101 is.
Well, we still have 1 hour and 6 minutes left, so I bet it's not the cure.
It's about to get real. Real dumb.
Yikes. She doesn't like
it. Is that the one that made out with Jimbo?
Yes. Mm. Oh, no, that's the phlebotomist's girlfriend.
Oh, the fake,
how
the bad cough.
How can you tell? Her face is not really much intact as it was.
I mean, she's a lovely girl with whatever you have on her face. But he also said it's one of the first ones infected.
I'm trying to understand why so many people call this an action movie. There's literally like two action things in this whole movie.
What would you call it? A drama?
Yeah. Thriller. Deep fucking shit, the movie.
Ouch.
Damn. She's dead. For the people at home, lady's dead. His name's Salt. He doesn't look like Angelina Jolie at all.
I thought it was Saul.
No, it's Salt.
No, it's Salt. Well, at least the words say it's Salt.
What words?
The subtitles. Captions.
You're watching it with subtitles?
I always watch with subtitles.
Doesn't that make it hard to actually enjoy the movie when you're just reading the whole thing? Okay.
I can read or skim fairly quick enough. So it's not like I'm just
early stages resemble the flu. If you have the flu, there's a good chance you're going to be gunned down in the street.
Ooh. I'm sure that old man didn't look great before, but he looks not great now.
I'm glad this guy looks sick and he's hanging around with kids, or she looks sick and they're all hanging around each other.
Real sweaty.
So Mom's about to march to her death and she's saying goodbye to her children.
Yeah, it's a little too late, hon.
Yeah, only one of them wants to hug her, though. That's sad.
The other one's probably scared of her face. She's got, like, a lot of red around it.
And she's got a white flag on her door, like, I surrender to the virus. Yeah, a bunch of people in masks want to take me away in a military vehicle. That's not scary at all. Jennifer says,
like, she was doing much to protect herself.
Airborne, then isn't everyone in the house infected? Yes, Jennifer, they are. They should gun that whole family down. Apparently.
Oh my gosh.
According to what just happened. I'm basing it on things I saw in the movie. But they definitely should take them, the whole family, away because they were all together.
Why do they have people lining up and getting on crates of...
I mean, I really love the fact that how she got in the Hummer, but everybody else is in the back of that troop transport.
And they just now gave her a mask. She couldn't get a mask before she got in.
They're still using duct tape in their hazmat suits. That's great.
612.
I'm sure that's standard.
Oh, the monkey's dead.
Maybe it's sleeping.
Which monkey is it, John? Is it the pet store monkey?
That is the pet store monkey.
That one was.
Well, when nobody wants to cover their cough,
mm-hmm.
What you expect?
I really want you to pay attention to that room because he's working in that room and there's no one infected in that room. There's not a virus on slides, but there's no one coughing or hacking in that room. It's a very important fact.
Well, I mean, if he gets infected later, he did go outside without any helmet on.
Shh, you haven't seen it. And this is a tip off for the people that have seen it. I mean, they set up like a, whatever the hell they're calling this, a little village very quickly. A little sick village.
Tents?
Yeah, tents, whatever you want to call them.
Jennifer Miller said, I think the lesson to take from this is to have a roll of duct tape at all times.
I do.
Can't fix it, duck it.
I haven't heard that before.
Look at that guy's pants. Look how high they are. My God, man, pull them down. Why are you yelling at the phone, Dustin? Very important. He just lectured him on sleep. and he threw coffee at the whiteboard.
You have anger. Feels like a good way to ruin it.
Somebody needs some anger management help.
Right?
Oh, good. He's sleeping.
Like a baby. Pay attention right here, Amanda. The Kevin Spacey moment. Counting the time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 seconds. Kevin Spacey was, quote unquote, exposed for 13 seconds when his ass ripped. Just duct tape your ass. And this is going to be a little spoiler alert, Amanda, so be careful. He does get infected based on this. So this is the fun fact I want to share with everyone while you're mourning his death. Black or blue suits used in level 4 laboratories have a special air supply. The sound this makes inside the suit is so loud that you cannot hear other people. The people at the starting scene of the movie communicates nonetheless during the first scenes in the level 4 laboratory. Yellow suits are pressurized, positive pressure, which means air can go out if torn, but never in, via a small motor inside it and a set of batteries. But the yellow suits show no signs of being inflated at all, and when helmets are removed, no air rushes out. It means also that Casey tearing his suit shouldn't have ended with infection. And he was 13 seconds he was exposed in a room where there were no visible sick patients, and the ventilation, even if it was still ventilating to the hospital, it just makes no sense that he should get infected.
Wait, what did you say about the blue one, though?
It doesn't matter. He shouldn't have been infected, but it doesn't. None of this matters because it was in the script.
13 seconds in a room where they were just looking at slides. They're in the hospital, yes, but it's just like, it's a clean room, man. I just can't stand it.
Maybe he didn't wash his hands.
It was his ass. Did the virus attack his ass?
And if anyone's washing his ass, it's Kevin Spacey.
My God.
Wow. Oh my God. Johnny. Did you just wink and finger gun?
He finger gunned the camera. Oh, now we've got a White House guy yelling at everybody. JT Wallace is yelling at everybody.
This guy was always shorthand for a spineless loser in the 90s. But, like, really good at yelling at people, spineless loser.
Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, these are the citizens. We don't want to bomb them. But they pretty quickly decide to maybe bomb him. Those images should haunt us to the day we die. I think those guys are going to forget those pictures when they walk out of that room. I mean, just look how they're throwing bodies in the back of that truck.
Right.
Dear God.
Well, thank God they had just a barn in the middle of nowhere to store them all in.
Well, that's the one that got ran through.
They're going to have to light that barn on fire, too. Or just blow it up, Michael Bay style. What would be really cool here is if Dustin Hoffman was walking toward the camera and didn't look back.
Ah. Wayne is ahead by 20 seconds somehow. Monkey. Oh. See, it's cute there. It's kind of creeping on this kid a little bit.
Was he flying? No, he wasn't flying. Man, Kiefer Sutherland's starting to look just like his dad.
Hmm. No. Hmm. I don't remember history.
Killed 25 million people. Don't you feel bad for directors who do commentary tracks now? Like, they have to keep talking even when they're trying to watch the movie.
I feel bad for those people who show up prepared to do a commentary track and then some moron comes in and ruins it for them by pointing out that they're prepared for this.
Do what now? Oh, yeah. Like, and then their names are John.
Maybe.
Yeah. R. John. You know what? You know what else is dumb? The name R. John. Pick one. Is it R or is it John?
You know, the R is silent.
It's like, I want to be special.
The R is silent. Except for when you say it.
The R is silent. Oh, I dropped my drink almost. That's not good.
Why is he whispering like this?
Because he's talking about murdering civilians, and you have to whisper when you talk about murdering civilians. That's how you do it.
Oh, time to see the principal.
That's why whenever I watch these medical press conferences right now, if they start whispering, I'm like, holy shit, get to the bunker. They drew a flowchart on paper.
Well, because he's throwing coffee at all the ones on the whiteboards.
That's true. It's like he drew the whiteboard.
That's what he did.
Oh, that's great. I guess
he's one of those people that has to have something in his hand.
This is 1995, so that was, 25 years ago? They might not have had a drawing technology, I guess. Kyle Nolan, in regards to commentary, maybe it's R. John, and he's a pirate.
That's funny.
Oh, the monkey is safe.
Not Tom Hardy. What if Donald Sutherland's character here carried out clean sweep and then became president of a dystopian country where the citizens competed in a battle royale style game every few years to commemorate the disaster? I'd volunteer for tribute. Oh my God, they knew about Mataba. They had it all the time.
Why can't he just call it Mataba? And why does it have to be African Mataba?
Because he's racist. Why does Casey have to fall to the ground and act like he got a virus that he couldn't possibly have caught? I think he just doesn't want to work. Oh, look at this. It's Kevin Spacey's career. Look at this. Right here.
Oh, wow.
It's a physical representation. It's charades. Career. Kevin Spacey's career. House of Cards. And everything after.
Stop slapping him.
Why are you slapping your friend who's dying? That's just rude. See, this is like Kevin Spacey's YouTube videos. Weird. Oh, Rene Russo has the virus. It punctured because nobody that's a doctor can do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. Is he stroking her face shield?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that ruined the moment.
Stroking his face, her face shield?
The tires squealing, and now we're on him driving around in his little car.
His little cart. Did you just call a Hummer a little cart?
Car, not a cart.
Oh, little car, Hummer.
Yeah.
It can drive through a wall pretty comfortably, and you're like, oh, it's so cute and little.
I mean, it is kind of cute. Ooh.
That felt very French.
I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Oui. Oh.
Ooh.
John, where'd you go?
National security. I love that.
I'm here.
Oh.
I just leaned back for a moment.
He's enveloped in the movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into this. I was doing my best Morgan Freeman.
His wife is dying. Damn!
Ooh, burn.
Damn! Isn't she your ex-wife, Sam?
That was a little harsh.
It's kind of funny, though. You'll get those dogs back in a minute.
The cookie person, which is John Parrish, is that how you say it? And yeah. He said, why is it decisions made in the interest of national security rarely make people feel more secure? Double finger guns.
Double finger guns.
I mean, have you done all...
I don't think you've done anything you could do, really. You've just, like, shot up some random strangers and then not helped everyone there.
It's a pretty bold decision.
I really hope America as a whole would not bomb a city this quickly.
Well, their president ordered it, so...
This virus could be crawling across the White House lawn, he gave the order. I love when people answer the phone, what?
I love when people get off the phone and they don't say anything. They just hang up.
It's just rude.
It's a huge pet peeve.
It's about to happen. Get ready. It's about to happen.
Don't tell me.
It's gonna happen.
Like, is anyone else noticing that there's, like, how is Cuba Gooding Jr. talking on the radio right now?
Technology?
Like, what technology? The microphone's nowhere near him. He's wearing a helmet.
Military technology. I don't know.
Is that like military intelligence, but different?
Like, wouldn't you try to look at every option before you bring to the president, we're going to drop a bomb on this small city?
As the president, apparently, wouldn't you ask for more options than how, like... No, this looks good. I mean, we're only going to lose one city. It's not that big of a deal.
Not if it's crawling across the White House lawn, apparently.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Why does it crawl? I mean, it's a virus. It's airborne.
It's more like it's swimming. Oh, my gosh. For a second, I thought he meant the year 1800.
John's got the Mataba. I just want to point out, right now we're getting a very heartening conversation between Rene Russo and Dustin Hoffman. If this is a real divorced couple, he'd just be sitting there saying, I'm getting the dogs in 48 hours. You know that, right?
Is that Kit the Hummer?
I like that urgency. We should leave very soon, like right now. How terrifying for the medical professionals.
Yanking and banking. That just sounds like he was masturbating.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
That's funny.
Is that a short joke?
Yeah, they made a short joke.
Is he really that short?
Does he look tall?
Well, I mean, he's standing up against Cuba Gooding Jr., and he doesn't exactly look like he's short.
I think Cuba Gooding Jr. at best is 6 foot tall.
He's not 6 foot. He's probably 5'8". Somebody Google this. How tall is Cuba Gooding Jr. or Dustin Hoffman? I got to know.
5'6 is my guess for Dustin Hoffman, because he still shows up as being shorter.
No. Oh, my gosh. He is 5'6".
He's 4'3".
I just Googled it. It's 5'6". He's as tall as I am. How sad.
How adorable.
Actually, I think I'm 5'5.5".
And look, there's another guy that Dustin Hoffman's going to get demoted before the end of this movie because he lied to. He is an awful soldier. He's just awful.
But he's a good person.
He's also a terrible doctor.
Well, he did figure this out, though.
Oh, look at that. They're swinging the helicopter to people with guns, because that'll make them stop shooting.
Just like the virus.
They're airborne just like the virus. That was well played.
This feels like a way too...
That's not good.
2020.
Yeah, he was yanking and banking, but not through fog.
Well, I mean, not to point out other things that happened in 2020, but fog did kill somebody pretty important in 2020 in a helicopter.
Oh.
Yikes.
I mean, not if you're a basketball... If you're not a basketball fan, I guess. Too soon? Oh, my God. Donnie.
Now, wouldn't he be addressing him as Sir Donnie?
Yes.
Or Donnie, sir?
Donnie, sir.
You don't call your commanding officer Donnie.
In front of everybody else?
Yes. Yeah.
Very true, John. Very true. It is too soon.
What are Ewoks?
Ewoks? They're the furry things in Star Wars.
No, Ewoks. A-W-A-C-S. That's what they were just saying. Launch the Ewoks.
That's the bomb, probably. It's the big air plane, right?
It's a larger helicopter.
That's what I said.
I don't know. We're all guessing. It's not like any of us were in the military, Aaron.
I was in the Navy. They didn't have many helicopters. They went under the water. Not a lot of helicopters can do that. See, that's how I go to the grocery store.
And this is how social distancing works.
Guess what? I was just around somebody with corona. Clear my aisle. It's a radar airplane, the big airplane with the dish on top. AWACS. Mm. Got it. Thank you, not Tom Hardy / John Parrish, I guess.
Maybe it's Thom Parrish. Hardy, not Thom Hardy.
I'm not calling that Thom. THOM is not Thom, that's Tom. Right?
Right.
Sure.
I guess the military doesn't have all points bulletins or something.
It went out to sea at the beginning of the
movie. Hey, thank God this lady has a friend in the Coast Guard.
Whoa. Well, aren't they all like military people?
She totally just like threw an affair in that guy's face. She's like closed at his wife and lying.
That's not cool.
You know what? It just saved America, Amanda.
Dirty little home wrecker.
Save Cedar Creek. Possibly.
She's a terrible artist.
Yeah, that's not good. It's dark.
She needs to be better. This is a terrible, terrible tiger mom.
A tiger mom?
Yeah.
Is that Carol Baskin?
That's a different kind of tiger mom.
Oh, Betsy. God, she's a cheesy mom. Did you just ooh, your kid? AWOC stands for Airborne Warning and Control System. Thanks, Wayne Edwards. I like doing the movies like this. I don't have to research anything.
I know, right?
Yeah, see, you didn't need your cheat sheet.
I didn't have one. I made that all up. I'm glad she just took her helmet off. She's still in the hospital, you dumb shit.
Well, now she's going to infect everyone around
her. Yeah, good call. Way to not care about anyone you work with. No, that's not true.
I mean, I would still worry about it.
Those copters only go 267 miles, just so you know. Fun fact.
Exactly 267.
Yeah, Hughes H6. They only go 267 miles. But thanks to that random stranger they ran into that's banging a Coast Guard guy, they found that ship awful fast. You know you can only start the helicopter from the right side, and Cuba Gooding's on the left side. That's bugging me. That's really bugging me.
Get them clear an area on a boat that has cables everywhere.
I just feel like this is I guess this is what qualifies it as an action movie. Dustin Hoffman dangling his 5-6 legs over the helicopter to jump into a boat.
Well, thankfully it was him and not Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford would have made it without even
Harrison
bothering.
Ford would have made it look so awkward. It would be that awkward running that he does.
I don't think you can run off a helicopter when you're jumping.
He'd do awkward jumping.
I don't understand you sometimes.
He doesn't move like a normal human being.
He lands
moves.
On a Chinese freighter. Oh, well, they know that word in English. Okay.
This feels weirdly racist.
Why did the room say Wuhan on it?
Oh, now he knows everything that he's saying.
Why would you keep the dead guy who died randomly?
Yes, it looked exactly like Saran Wrap, John.
That they had him wrapped up in?
Yeah.
Well, he's got gloves on, so he's safe from the airborne virus.
It's a good thing he doesn't need to breathe or anything.
I totally think he just checked out that guy's girlfriend's picture.
I mean, she looked hot.
She did.
Okay, John.
Well, she did.
What? She did.
What if she's like 17?
She's still legal.
I can't tell how old she is from
you.
Like 15 miles
There's
away.
There's no ID on that picture.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. He's doing a grown job. I assume his girlfriend is grown, too. Now, how does he know that? Why does he find a picture on this guy's bunk and he automatically jumps to, there's our host?
It's in the script.
It drives me crazy. This is the part
Here
of the movie
where
she is
going in more public.
Yeah.
And see, this is why Patrick Dempsey had purple nipples. Look at all the bruising that's happening. Oh. Apparently, all the bruising happened to Patrick Dempsey's nipples.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey is very purple right now. So Renee Russo is getting there, and apparently she wants to expedite the process. She's like, I'm going to find the sickest guy in this wing.
Well, she's already sick. She can't get more sick by touching somebody who's sick.
You don't know that.
Her hair suddenly does not look great at all. So at least we know she has moments of not being perfect.
I disagree.
At least that's realistic.
I think she still looks great. What a beautiful sick face. Where Kevin Spacey literally looks like his career now.
Didn't you make that joke already?
I did it again. I'm going to keep doing it. Well, I won't do it much longer if it makes you feel any better.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we only have like 34 minutes left.
Well.
Good, because I'm getting antsy.
He's got less.
You know, for a helicopter that can go 400 miles, this thing is going a hell of a marathon.
Everywhere.
Today. Even for them lying for how far it can go, 400 miles, it still can go a hell of a distance.
Everywhere. Oh, look, they're all over the military.
They're all over the military?
You know how you get into a news station? With your gun. What? Why is this the solution?
It worked for the airheads.
That's true. Huh. So basically you're saying Dustin Hoffman is Brendan Fraser right now? Adam Sandler?
No. I won't do it. Steve Buscemi, maybe.
Which game would it duck into? I don't know, Dustin Hoffman. You might be. You walked around that freighter like you owned it. You may be infected. Why is mom wearing a skirt around the house in the middle of the woods?
This is back in the days when, like, pajamas weren't required wearing around the house. I miss those days. People actually got up and put clothes on instead of just like, I'll just wear the same thing I just slept in and then sleep in it again.
I just love how Dustin Hoffman is doing this very earnest sales pitch to find this monkey, call his number. I promise we're not infected. By the way, I just came in here with a gun and made them put me on camera.
I love how she looks at her daughter's photo like, oh, man, that drawing's so good. It must be the same monkey.
Why, when people panic if they're holding dishes, do they drop them? Why can't you just set them on the counter? That extra 3 seconds is saving nobody's life.
Let's make sure we use a shotgun on a helicopter.
Let's just shoot bullets into the air. That's cool.
It's all right. He's using slugs and not like buckshot or anything.
I don't know what that means. John.
I'm sure somebody in the audience knows what I'm saying right now.
Man, they have totally found this monkey in record time. And in record mileage.
That's it.
There it is.
No, that's
there
it is.
It's the trees
that's
from
it.
The
there
beginning.
It is. Those are different trees, man. That's a totally different continent.
Are you sure?
Positive. Well, I'm not positive. It was probably filmed in the same forest.
The trees look the same. Okay. That's not a compliment.
I love it. You hope to make general someday? Well, you won't. Suck it. Look at Dustin Hoffman just eyeing the outside. They've got apple on a log.
Yeah, that would work for me.
Cuba Gooding is waiting to shoot the monkey.
I'm pretty sure the commentary isn't supposed to be you describing the movie.
It's not. Wait, this is not a color commentary?
I mean, it's a commentary.
Hey, look, a mullet.
This is very important. They're waiting for this. Monkey. Man, Donald Sutherland is ready to just drop bombs in this town. He's like, get rid of this evidence. 1350.
That guy looks so determined.
He does.
I'm pretty sure that Donald Sutherland just basically said is, I don't want to see any yanking and banking happening on this flight.
Oh, man. I'm so nervous. What's going
to
happen?
Why do men feel like they need to manhandle and put their hands on other people's kids? They don't know. Or the ones that they do
Because
know.
Believe it or not, there was a time when people were allowed to just be loving to children. Without
That's
it being perceived
kid.
As creepy.
That's a stranger's child, though.
He's just a sweet old man who's just randomly
How
touching this
know,
kid.
Though?
Don't make it weird, Amanda. He's Dustin Hoffman. He's a
I'm
scholar
making it weird.
And a gentleman.
He's also wearing a military uniform. You can trust the military.
Trust me, I wouldn't, but, you know, whatever.
Wait, I missed something. Why is he talking about a nose?
Ooh, Morgan Freeman just ordered to bomb that town.
Some of us.
A bit less than human if he
Shouldn't
didn't.
Shouldn't all of you have doubts?
Look at that bomb. It's a big bomb. We're going to blow this town up.
What a philosophical moral quandary. The whole is sacrificing a limited number of lives to save the greater majority worth it or acceptable?
It's a good question for a much deeper podcast.
For not this one.
Morgan Freeman looks like he's weighing that quandary right now. I don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. Oh, here we go.
He's going to forgive you.
We're back to weird mom in the skirt. This kid's going to go out as bait. Look at Cuba Gooding. Check him out. Show me the monkey, Jerry. Show me the monkey.
Damn, he's got his gun cocked and loaded, and there's still a child that's going to be right next to this monkey. You better be a really good shot.
I love this monkey is the cure or the key and the cure to saving this entire town, and apples and this little kid are going to be what saves it. Show me the monkey, Jerry. And this mom is cool with the kid just being used as bait for the military.
Well, no, she said she can't stand it. Didn't you listen?
No, oh, well then. Oh, is this the diseased monkey that is killing everyone? Yes. Can you put your kid out there and send her into the woods to make sure to bring this kid out or this monkey out?
Look at him. He does not. He's not even holding the gun with both hands. And like, I feel like this isn't really the most.
He's got
there
both
you go.
Hands there.
Now he does.
He's got the one eye. He's like, I got this. Oh, but the kid's
this
gonna
child
look,
is
look at this
ultra
kid.
Close.
Shoot the kid
and now
in the
she's
ass.
In the line of fire.
Shoot her in the ass. Get her down. Get the monkey. Oh, Betsy's gonna bite you.
Betsy looks like a bitch.
Of course.
Oh, come on, Salt. Shoot the mother monkey.
Oh, look at that dramatic. Oh, you got me.
I know.
You got me, Cocker. You got me.
And the Oscar goes to Maurice the monkey.
Betsy.
Well, in the it's the Maurice's name in this.
Maurice, whatever the. I think thing's name is
Marcel. I think you're actually right, but still, that's an AWAC.
Ah, what's the thing on the top spinning around?
It's a dish.
It's a dish for
serving food.
Radar.
Oh,
Sam.
It's also very bad green screen.
You got the host. I just want to point out that no tests have been done at this point. They have no idea if they have the host.
Well, and that before they looked into anything, any other resolution, he's like, yeah, let's just blow it up. It's good. And now he's like, oh, shoot. We might have a solution.
Good luck, Sam.
Good luck. What a little hoe.
Did you say, what a little hoe?
Yeah, all he said is his good luck. Adam Sandler is in this?
Oh, Bobby Boucher. I love this. Now we're going to get a little dog fighting.
Oh, now we're in Star Wars.
What?
Resistance.
I really hope this isn't just miserable listening for people that aren't actually watching the movie with us.
Why would they listen and not watch the movie?
That's a good question. Well, because they may be in their car. They may be driving. So you're basically just listening to it as a commentary. Who's driving?
Stay home.
Hey, I guess if you're mandatory, you have to go out. This could be 3 months from now. Stop it.
Oh, that's true.
Sure, I do.
Also, I feel phrasing. Like I have a sunburn.
Also, what? Wow, he just told his commanding officer, F you.
Look at his face. He heard it.
I just want to point out, I don't think it's okay ever in the military just because a guy tells you to F off to just blow him out of the sky. I don't think those are the rules.
Also, there's a lot of people who have like moderate acceptability to people below them saying bad things to them.
What? I don't even know what that sentence means.
Some of the commanding officers are pretty okay with the other people saying F you to them and back talking them.
Okay. When your military experience teaches you that, I guess I can't argue.
I'm saying in the movie.
Man.
What is with you, you weirdo?
Yeah, why are you so dramatic? Easy, John. Easy, R dot what? John, but the John is, the R is silent, so it's
there's
just John.
No dot. Maybe there is a dot. I don't remember anymore.
Is the dot silent?
There is a dot.
There used to be a dot.
Hey, we got really bad CGI and dogfighting going on right now. Yeah, watch him go under this. If I go under this bridge, it's going to lose him. What?
So this does have a moderate amount of action in it, I would say.
Like this scene. This is like the only scene. This no, is where they're shooting
been,
the hillbillies.
There's been a few. There's been quite a few. I wouldn't put it in like the primary category as action, but I can see it as like a subcategory. Jennifer Miller said, where is the A-team when you need them?
They can fly a tank into this.
If you're in trouble, I just want to be the first to know. You will be. You will be the ones plummeting to our deaths.
That is an awfully vertical way to go.
It's a very dramatic acting prowess, too. Look at him. They're just like, look at him following with it. Wait, I don't know how they lost him in the woods.
Oh my gosh, that was scary.
That was so tense. Oh, it just made Whisper Guy very angry.
He sighed.
It was a heavy sigh, though. Son of a bitch, he sure did. Yeah, so let's start a forest fire. Good plan. You started a forest fire.
What do you mean?
That's not cool.
Did he just say verify?
Yeah.
Like asking as or in, a statement?
No, verify it that it's a crash.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying like verify that that's a fire.
Oh, look
like,
at this now bad CGI.
Yeah, bad CGI.
Look at those effects. That looks like 80s. I wonder if the guy driving that truck is like, why is there a helicopter following me?
He's like, am I speeding?
Man, they got back fast.
They just dropped a helicopter in the middle of the city.
Well, there's nobody there.
I guess that's true.
Everybody's off
doing stuff.
Everybody's
sick.
Yeah. I just want to point out, pay attention to this, Amanda, okay? Cuba Gooding Jr. just ran into that trailer. Dustin Hoffman has no idea if they actually have the host monkey or if they'll be able to get a vaccine or anything else, but he runs in there anyway, okay? Just remember that. This is very important.
He's very happy. Wow, she is not looking hot.
Man, her hair finally is just not working right now.
That's like, no. That's what it's like when you go into Florida. The humidity just...
Yeah, you're going to be okay. Here, let me prove to you how okay you're going to be by being a dumbass. Salt's cooking up the good stuff. Oh, so touching when they touch each other's face shields.
Well, you know she's really in a bad shape because all of a sudden she likes her husband.
That's what happens when you're dying. Well, I mean, he's here. I mean, somebody's going to take care of the dogs.
Oh, this is really sad.
Oh, she's going. You know what's going to keep her? If I do this one stupid scientist-y thing and take off my mask.
Well, that's not a scientist-y thing. That's an anti-scientist-y
that's
thing.
True. That's what I meant. He ran into the building without having a suit on, into the hospital, and now he's taking his mask off in the hospital around everyone who's sick, including his dying wife. Good call. Don't worry. Saul's cooking up the good stuff. Kyle said, didn't they say this virus liquefies your organs, so wouldn't she already have significant permanent damage by now? Yeah, probably.
It's possible, though she's not actually bleeding from the eyes yet, so maybe it's just a really bad fever.
Okay. Oops, dropped my drink. Sorry.
So first she's upset because he took off his mask. Now she's just going to really touch him a lot.
Oh, look at that.
Let me really get this infection in there.
Here, let me spit in your face. Even Salt is like, why is your helmet off? I'm not even sure if this is going to work yet. See, that is the important part. He says, it's going to work, sir. They're not sure. What? Why would you take your mask off before you're sure?
This is called faith.
That's... it is called faith. You're right.
How copy?
Oh, man. Downsville's going to murder people.
You guys didn't even try to be subtle about it.
Look at those speaker boxes. It's like they just raided a Circuit City. Was that a thing back then?
Yes, it was a thing back then.
Thank goodness. I would love if that didn't work. And then at the very end of this movie, Dustin Hoffman's like, oh, shit, I called that wrong. Wrong monkey.
Because you're a monster, Aaron.
Wrong monkey.
I really love how like this C-130 was just ready to launch at any given second again.
Yeah. And still only needs a fraction of the runway in Fast and Furious 6. Oh, they're going to bomb the town. See, here's where I have a struggle. If I'm Cuba Gooding, if I'm Salt, there's no way I'm getting in that chopper with a guy who's obviously infected. I'm going to wait a little longer to make sure. I would just keep the hood on.
T. Roy Money said, Sandman, bring me the nuke.
Oh, well, he said no, so it's not going to happen. Cue the music.
Did he even bother refueling this thing at this point?
Or is he just like,
I mean, we've only traveled 600 miles, so that's 200 miles more.
I think they went to New York. Ah, boy.
Well, that's not great.
Fun fact, the CGI artist at Boss Film Studios added a little note in the single frame. The note was attached to the bomb and it reads, "To Ferndale with love, Boss Film Studios." What do you think, Amanda? Do you think they're going to abort the mission or do you think they're going to bomb the town?
Well, you kind of already spoiled it, so...
Did I spoil it? Because they totally blow the town up.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, this makes it more interesting.
I would tell him no. You're not going to promote me anyway. Yeah, he totally gave the order to blow up the town.
Well, don't encourage him.
Boy, Donald Sutherland is just never a good guy, is he? If he showed up at like a family wedding, I would make him leave. Oh, Billy, don't do it.
He's got a lot of tears in his eyes, too.
He's very,
very emotional. Wait. T. Roy Money says hell was not allowed in the movie, so that's why they said blow him the Christ out of there. But they can say the F bomb like every 20 minutes.
He's not saying as if it's
just a bad joke.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, what?
I don't know. Why would he say that? Maybe he's trying to sabotage the mission.
Whisper back.
Yep. You just told him how to... Oh.
I see.
He just gave him the God's eye.
I got you, Donald. You're not going to bomb this town.
Wow.
Man, I wonder if you can just talk military people out of their mission by, you know, talking.
Paula wants to know where she knows the Sandman guy from, which...
I have no idea. He's the guy in the plane in Outbreak. He's not moving! Oh, goodness. They totally did not make their bomb drop.
I mean, can't they try again?
Hey. Oh, the bomb dropped. See that, Amanda? Bomb dropped.
Oh. Well, if they hit it, it'll explode in the air and save everyone.
If they just fly their helicopter into it?
Yep.
That feels like a bad plan.
It would blow up in the... Oh, it's going in the water. Well, that still feels extreme.
The bomb that explodes in the ocean was actually scripted to explode over the town, vaporizing it. Boss Film... actually did the effects sequence showing the destruction, but test screenings forced the filmmakers to reshoot the end with the town being saved. So originally the town was going to be vaporized.
Hmm.
Well, love how the one in the back is like, he's going to be so pissed at us.
Sandman is Deputy Lyles and Veronica Mars, and also he was in Homeland. So there you go.
Veronica Mars?
Oh, boy. Well, Amanda couldn't go a whole episode without saying that name.
You said it.
I mean, you said it first.
Yeah, but she didn't have to repeat it. Ooh, God just demoted Donald Sutherland. You son of a bitch. Ooh, McClintock is under arrest. He's whispering again. Nobody puts baby
or in a corner.
In a corner. I was thinking the same thing. I love that smile. I love it. Dun, dun, dun. Town is saved. What would you have done if they had ended the movie with the town being destroyed? Would you feel better or worse about the movie?
I don't know. I wish I would have seen it to be able to develop something like that, because, like, I don't know. It has the happy ending, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing up the town would be definitely a sad ending. And now I'm just being obvious.
I don't know. I think it would have been interesting to have them sacrifice themselves and just, like, run into the bomb, the helicopter, while it's in the air, so that way it doesn't affect anyone.
Yeah, it would have been just a much more dramatic ending to have some actual... loss sacrifice. Of life. Sacrifice, yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, Jennifer, I think at this point, with her hair being the way it is, her temperature is probably maybe at 100 right now, so not a full 103 or 104 like it was before.
Jennifer, do you want to explain? You keep forgetting that there's people listening at home.
Her hair is back. Oh,
yeah, Jennifer Miller says her hair is back, okay. Which, you know...
Man, she just looks like she's fine. She just had her insides are liquid, but she's all good.
Well, she hasn't gone to the bathroom yet.
Troy said Casey wasn't enough of a sacrifice, and I would disagree, because if Casey died, that would, like, right before when the couple are, like, talking about they're not talking about getting back together, but they're all lovey-dovey.
Okay, well, that was Outbreak. We made a whole movie. We did a whole...
Well, we didn't make a movie.
Sure we did. Yeah. We made a movie inside a movie. We are the movie inside the box. That's what we are. We did a whole... Ooh, I just hit the microphone. We just did a whole commentary track. I've never done one of these before, so I hope you guys kind of enjoyed it. I mean, I feel like John was really enjoying the movie a little bit.
I mean, yeah, after a little bit, I was just like, would you guys shut up? I'm trying to get into this.
which is fair. So we just tried a little something different this week. If you liked it, you liked it. If you didn't, you didn't. Well, what are you going to do? We'll be back with a normal show next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I think that's going to do it for us, yes, unless you guys want to say anything as we head out.
Nope, bye.
Excellent. TheHollywoodOutsider.com. You can always find everything there. And remember, next time you head to a theater in July, buy popcorn.
Lots of it.
Yeah, because they need the help right now.
Just buy all of it.
Really buy all of it, yeah. All the buckets.
Make them make more.